Now, here's a man who typifies the problem for marketing people. Style journalist and music promoter Neil Boorman doesn't want any branded possessions, so much so that he's preparing a big fire to burn them all. He's writing a book about it, and there'll even be a TV show. Neil, that's quite a big, bold statement, to burn all your branded possessions. Is it a controlled form of anger that you have?
I am very angry about the way I feel I've been manipulated, you know, throughout all of my adult life, to be quite honest. You know, I am basically the product of a generation that has been marketed from the cradle and probably to the grave. And, you know, this is the result of it now. I think I am part of that first generation that has been marketed to so much. And obviously I'm an extreme case, but, you know, personally I've come to the conclusion that, you know, I've become addicted to brands. I've become so dependent on them to bolster my self-esteem, you know, to identify myself to other people and obviously to myself. So literally, you know, I can't walk out of my flat of a morning to go to work without having these things upon me to make me feel good about myself and, you know, to project my personal identity to other people. Without them, I feel completely naked.
When you became aware that you were becoming a person that you didn't want to become because of brand obsession, what specifically was it? I mean, was it the fact that you had to have clothes always that had logos, a certain kind of product? Was it the food you were eating? Was it the bike you were riding around on? You know, what was the stuff? Or was it everything?
Put it this way, when I came here today, you know, obviously, you know, my brand's burning is about to happen in a couple of days' time, so I still have my branded stuff on me. When I was dressing to come here, I was thinking, what's going to make me, you know, feel the most comfortable? What's going to impress the person, you know, that's interviewing me the most? And I put those things on accordingly. I put on a pair of nice Helmut Lang shoes. I put on a crisp pair of Lee jeans. I put on my, you know, Christian Dior storm coat. And these things make me feel, you know, they transport me to, you know, to this other place, this other kind of person. You know, and sitting in these things today, I feel more confident. You know, I feel, you know, more businesslike. I feel more capable of dealing with the matters in hand. And, you know, that kind of attitude permeates my life, you know, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. And it's not just myself, it's the snap judgments I make on other people. That's, you know, it's a huge problem. You know, as soon as I see people, you know, walk past me in the street, I clock what they're wearing on their breasts, what they've got on their shoes, what mobile they have, what computer they're using, and I make snap judgments on those people. Now, you know, I dare say, you know, if, you know, a certain type of person drives a BMW, a certain type of person drives a Volvo. That might be true, but I've just recently come to think, how many meaningful friendships and relationships have I passed up just on the basis of this crazy brand snobbery? And I think it probably is quite a few.